It's 6:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. More than 360 inmates in state facilities have tested positive for COVID-19, according to new state numbers. CPR's Allison Sherry reports.
The state has tested more than 1,800 inmates, most of them at the Sterling Correctional Facility. An outbreak there has sickened hundreds of prisoners. Two have died, according to new numbers from the Department of Corrections. Last month, the state agreed to release some people early to make social distancing easier. It has faced pressure from activists to do more to protect inmates from the disease. Prisoners at correctional facilities in Crowley County and Buena Vista have also tested positive. One has recovered. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
Governor Polis says the state is walking a tightrope between protecting public safety and reviving Colorado's economy. And he says businesses that flout public health restrictions are shaking that rope. CPR health reporter John Daly says the governor was responding to the news of a restaurant in Castle Rock that illegally opened for dine-in service this past weekend.
Polis says that if 40 or 50 other restaurants around the state also decided to reopen their doors, he's confident that at least a couple of them would have outbreaks, especially when you consider that many people who get infected with COVID-19 are asymptomatic. They don't show symptoms.
CPR's John Daly. Polis suspended the license of C&C Breakfast and Korean Kitchen on Monday for at least 30 days after a video of its opening on Sunday went viral. Colorado Springs has extended its free public parking. The city will not enforce payments or time limits at meters and garages through at least May 25th. Retail businesses and restaurants can still use temporary spaces designated for curbside parking as long as drivers stay in their vehicles while picking up their purchases. Colorado Springs will continue to enforce parking infractions like blocking driveways and limits on overnight parking. This is CPR News.